In a week that saw Governor Rick Scott magically popping up in Touristan to inform us that a record 94.7 million tourists patronized our state of mechanically suspended disbelief in 2013, and that those employed in the oft-underpaid hospitality field climbed to over a million, some stark comparisons would be obvious. For instance, that 1 million is approximately the same number that are being ignored by the absence of Medicaid expansion. And, according to a recent study, that 1 million is only a quarter of the 4.2 million Florida residents living at or near poverty. So it was all the more sublime to hear that last week also found the governor's sideshow, Attorney General Pam Bondi, out on the road speaking to prospective lawyers at the University of Florida about the difficulties of a well-paid legal profession. Except not really. Last Thursday, Bondi instead decided to giggle her way through yet another public appearance of ineptitude. She had never even written a resume, she told the assembled students who were facing an increasingly competitive job market, not to mention skyrocketing student loans. In fact, she wasn't even sure she wanted to be a lawyer, at least until her dad rubbed elbows with then-Attorney General Bill James, securing Bondi a certified internship and some legally blonde courtroom action. Serendipity. Even if Bondi's flippant recollection of blowing in the politically connected winds is the truth, and it is, it's bad form to brag, especially when nearly a quarter of the state is just trying to figure out how to keep its head above the chlorinated water.